You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to catch up again with Vida Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands here on RNIB Connect Radio for another audio-described theatre review. Hello, Vida. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Great to be talking with you again, Toby.
Well, we are back at the Birmingham Hippodrome again this week, joining Wednesday Gomez, Uncle Fester, Lurch, Pugsley, Grandma and many more characters for a heartwarming story of love, family and friendship with a twist in the musical comedy version of The Addams Family. So, Vida, was there lots of spooky charm, offbeat humour and maybe a dose of heart in The Addams Family at the Hippodrome?
All of the above, I would say, Toby, and interestingly enough, it was a completely new experience for me because as a child, for whatever reason, I don't remember seeing on telly as it was then, The Addams Family. So the whole concept of the production was something I had no knowledge of at all, so no preconceived ideas or anything. So it was a completely new experience and as such was fun.
Yeah, because I do remember watching The Addams Family on TV, and I think in this musical comedy production, Wednesday Addams, as some say, the ultimate princess of darkness is all grown up and has fallen in love with a sweet young man from a respectable family. Gomez is trying to keep his daughter's secret until the two families meet for a fateful dinner with, I believe, hilarious consequences. Vida, how did the audio description help you to keep up with everything that was happening on stage in the Addams Family at the Hippodrome?
Well, it's fair to say the audio description helped me enormously, and I listened, tuned in, if you like, to the dry run of the audio-described matinee that should have taken place the day after I saw it. So I was lucky enough to listen to the dry run that Jonathan Nash did. And I would probably say that on reflection, had I not had that additional audio description, I probably would have got the overall gist of the story, but there would be a lot that I would have missed out on in terms of the facial expressions, in terms of who was coming on and who was coming off stage, all that sort of thing. And no, without it, I'd have been a little bit at sea.
And there was a bit of a dark gothic feel to the show with the set and costumes. And obviously that was audio described, but I think lots of dancing and musical routines as well.
Absolutely, yeah, a mix of all of that. And it was, that's what made it fun, really, and varied. And, yeah, it was a different type of production, something that I was pleased to discover. And perhaps surprisingly, because I wasn't sure it'd be my cup of tea, I enjoyed more than I thought it would.
And there's an interesting bit where I believe Uncle Fester, played by Clive Rowe, has more of a narrator role in this production, addressing the audience from time to time. And did that help in telling the story of the Addams Family for you?
It was good, yeah. It was a good way of trying to sort of clarify the storyline and actually make it easier to follow. So that, combined with the audio description from Jonathan, was an ideal mix.
And I did mention, obviously, all the musical numbers and everything else. And obviously, there was a good cast for this production with Alexandra Burke, Leslie Joseph, and not forgetting Lauren Jones as Wednesday. But a good cast, too, for the rest of them.
Glad you mentioned that, too, because I was about to go on to say there was a really terrific lineup in terms of the cast, and they were very engaging. They made it work, and they added to the overall enjoyment and appreciation of the show. So well done to all of them.
Well, for more about this vibrant gothic comedy musical that is The Addams Family, along with details of performances near you, do visit theaddamsfamily.co.uk/UK-tour. Well, as always, thank you, Vida, for sharing your audio-described review of The Addams Family at the Birmingham Hippodrome with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great pleasure as always, Toby. Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.